He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It is August the 10th. It's the August the 10th edition of the Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson. We have a little liftoff here to the market today, mostly on the backs of the basic material stocks, fertilizer, copper, all the exciting stuff, iron ore, pellets, you know, things like that. Things that are really exciting to invest in. The Dow is up 76 right now. I think more importantly, it's staying above that 35,000 level, which was resistance. Now it seems to be becoming support. The Dow right now is at 35,178, up 0.2%. The S&P is up about 8, 44.40. A lot of fours today, if you're playing the lotto. 44.40, Dow or S&P up 7.6. The NASDAQ's really quiet, all quiet on the Western front. I think the NASDAQ is just a little bit nervous. It's watching in its rearview mirror those interest rates creeping up. And the high PE stocks say, ooh, they cringe a little bit. We saw what happened in February and March as interest rates really blasted off and took out the high PE stocks there for several months. So, the NASDAQ's watching interest rates right now from the sidelines. The Russell 2000 down 3 points. It's also watching interest rates. Those small caps can be pretty sensitive. Any risk investment, pretty sensitive to rising rates. Crude oil's up $1.27. That's the basic materials having a good day. Not gold. It's down 250. It's been really weak lately. The 10-year, well, there you go, creeping up a little bit. 1.32, it was 1.18, and Bitcoin's up a measly $15 per coin today at 45,487. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Portfolio manager with with Southport Capital. The Dow was down triple digits yesterday. It was down 100 points. But, you know, it's I think it's good that it's staying above 35,000 there for many weeks. It fought with 35,000, put on the boxing gloves, punched away at that 35,000 ceiling, couldn't break through, finally broke through with some authority last week. Personally, I think the Dow could begin a new up leg here now that it's broken through that 35,000 level. We'll see. We're staying above it. We're at 35,195 right now, so we're putting a little bit of distance between the Dow and its old resistance level. 35,208 is the all-time high, and we're 17 points away from that right now. The NASDAQ had a little rally yesterday. It was up 24 points. Not much going on yesterday. Pretty quiet day. Bitcoin had a nice breakout. I featured a stock yesterday. Cort Exim was my featured stock of the day. Boy, did it take off after the show. It was way up yesterday. At one time, I think it was up about 40% or so. I guess they had news right after my show. You know, they're a player. The Cort Exim, CRTX, is a player in the Alzheimer disease front. You know, that's a big one. That's a big one. You saw Biogen and what happened to it when it got approval for its controversial drug. And that stock has come back quite a bit since that initial excitement as the drug is controversial as to whether it works or not. But the FDA did clear it. We had several people quit the FDA over the decision, and it wasn't a popular decision. But there's several other players in this Alzheimer's market, and let's hope one of them hits a big one. a home run, or better yet, a grand slam. Cord Exime has several products in the pipeline, including one that seems to work on hives, and another one that works on dental peritonitis in the, you know, in your gums and stuff like that. Well, oil continued to fall, but it's picking up today, along with other basic materials. In fact, as I look at the early action in the market today, the winners in my portfolios come from the exciting basic materials sector. What's the most exciting basic material sector of all? Oh, without question, the fertilizer stocks. You gotta love the fertilizer stocks. Who doesn't have some fertilizer in their portfolio? I've had fertilizer in my portfolio in the past, and they weren't fertilizer stocks. No, sometimes they were tech stocks. Sometimes they were consumer stocks. Fertilizer stocks come from all sectors in the market. But real fertilizer stocks come from the basic materials. We recently wrote up an article on a fertilizer stock, Nutrien, N-T-R. And it's one of our nice winners today. Maybe, who knows, it'll be our featured stock. I can smell that featured stock now coming around the corner. Other stocks moving today, I would say the green transportation, let's call it, ZEV and Fisker, fuel cell, Plug, Ballard, the hydrogen fuel cell stocks are leading the market today. I wouldn't call that like quality leadership. There's a little speculation going on there. Fisker's ahead of schedule, I guess, on getting their car out. And ZEV, there was some news on ZEV. That's in my show today, the news on ZEV, Z-E-V. Seen some action in the 3D printing stocks, another leading sector in the market. You know, the 3D printing stocks have not really turned out all that great as far as investments go. They might make a nice part for your bicycle or something, you know, print it out for you, nice, fits right in there, snug and all. But they haven't been very good investments. Today, DDD, 3D Systems, Stratasys, which was one of the first ones, and Desktop Metal, just a few that are on the move. I think one of those companies reported earnings. I think it was DDD. That's like, you know, you don't want to see that on your report card. And then we have a little bit in the consumer sector, but the high-flying consumer sector, okay? Mercado Libre having a nice day. It's the Amazon of Latin America, M-E-L-I. Shopify having a decent day. You know, one of the weirdest, hottest stocks of all time, very weird, a car lot, a used car stock, but man, has it just gone to town, Carvana. I owned it. I should have kept it. That thing has just soared, C-V-N-A. It continues to soar. Albertson's having a good day. You know, they just recently came back as a public company. And last but not least, AMC Entertainment, a favorite of the Reddit crowd. I can't remember the last time I was inside of an AMC theater, and apparently not a lot of people can remember either, as their fundamentals are pretty lousy, but that doesn't keep these guys and gals from buying the stock. Fundamentals, you know, who cares about fundamentals? Let's just buy and team up, and if we do enough buying, we can drive the stock higher. And we'll go through those earnings and AMC's record as a stock here a little bit later. You know, interest rates are definitely a concern right now, as we've seen the 10-year tick a little higher here, up to 1.32. It was at 1.18. Now, it benefits the financials, okay? You got to be thinking Goldman Sachs and stocks like that that would benefit from rising rates. On the other hand, the higher the PE on the stock, I just mentioned a few, Mercado Libre, Shopify, they have extremely high PEs, Carvana, the more vulnerable the stock is if interest rates start to get out of hand. And I think what set this interest rate move in motion was last Friday's jobs report, because that has started taper talk. What is taper talk? Well, the Fed has been buying and buying and buying a lot in the bond market. They've even bought some ETFs of bonds and things like this to keep interest rates down. And now there's talk of taper talk, of the Fed tapering back on those buys. That's quantitative easing that's been going on. And I just remember, you know, over the years, I've seen some taper tantrums. That's what they call them, taper tantrums. The market goes into a tantrum if the Fed starts talking taper. So you want to listen for that word. That's a key word. Some are saying by November, December, we'll hear taper talk. Well, we'll be right back and talk about a lot. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now show. Second quarter of the Best Stocks Now show. Boy, look at that. The market is surging right now. The Dow's up 158, putting even more distance between it and 35,000, which it broke through finally last week with some authority. The Dow is now at 35,258. And the Nasdaq, the Nasdaq is flat, so it's more of the, I think it's more of a reflation trade. The Nasdaq's up one today. We are surging. Holy cow! I just looked at our overall. I didn't look at the individual portfolios, but our overall AUM, that's assets under management, really surging today. That might be an all-time high for our division of Southport Capital. All right, I want to talk a little bit more here before we move on about this CRTX, CRTX, which I used as my featured stock of the day yesterday. No, it's speculative, okay? I mean, the odds of coming up with the blockbuster Alzheimer drug, the odds are high. There's no question about it. CRTX had a huge day yesterday. I used it as my featured stock of the day because it's been showing up in my my A-plus momentum screens, and it's been showing up in my top 300 stocks. That's how I found it. That's why I like my beststocksnowapp.com. It really points me in the right direction and helps me find stocks I'd have never found otherwise. And it does have an A-plus momentum grade right now. That's how I found it in my A-plus momentum screen, which today, and that's right at the front of the app. If you go to stocks, and at the top it will say A-plus momentum stocks. Today there's 184 out of 5,900 stocks. Okay, that narrows down that list quite a bit. I always look at those A-plus ranked momentum stocks. These are the strongest stocks in the market for one reason or another. And that's how I found CRTX, CRTX. And I own it in my emerging growth. That's my most aggressive portfolio. We've got like about a 50% profit in that thing so far. We just bought it not that long ago. But it is very speculative. It expects top-line data from its pivotal phase 2/3 GAIN trial of its Alzheimer's candidate. Okay, here's the name of the candidate. Atuzaginstat by mid-November. But, you know, I find it very interesting of what they're linking, at least one potential factor in Alzheimer's. The candidate, this drug candidate that CRTX is exploring and coming up with, targets the bacteria P. gingivalis, Well, we know all about that. There used to be commercials, you know, about mouthwash. I'm going to start using mouthwash every morning. Scope, you know, Listerine. Oh, I especially like Listerine. It's delicious. It targets the bacteria P. gingivalis. During last month's AAIC 2021, that's the American Institute of Individual Investors, I think, conference, the company released data showing that P. gingivalis is linked to increased levels of a tau protein. Do you remember tau protein from your biology days? A biomarker of Alzheimer's disease. Now, here's what the CEO, or chief medical officer at Cort Exime, is saying. We believe positive data from the GAIN trial could fundamentally shift the paradigm of neurodegeneration research and disease-modifying treatment in the Alzheimer's field, and we intend to rapidly pursue collaboration with the FDA for the benefit of patients. Well, we'll see. They've enrolled 643 patients with the mid to mild to moderate Alzheimer's. And they should have some results, top-line data, from this pivotal trial in mid-November. Now, also remember, if there is no link, the stock will collapse, you know. But it's showing some promising, there's some promising trials and studies going on that there is a link. So we'll be watching CRTX, Cort Exime. We're watching commodities today. I'm just looking at my top stocks here today. They come from the commodity sector. I'm seeing really good action. Boy, Nutrien. Woo! We wrote that one up. You know what the title of the article was? Well, we wanted people to read it, so we came up with a really, really sexy title. Fertilizer stocks don't stink. Like Blue Emu, right, Johnny Bench, Blue Emu? You put that other stuff on, and everybody, what is that stuff called? I'm trying to think of the name of it. But anyways, like you got a sore leg or something, and you stink like that, whatever the stuff is that you put, lanocaine or light, whatever it is. Okay, Blue Emu doesn't stink. It has no scent. I found that it doesn't work either. You know, I've used a little blue emu because Johnny Bench told me to. It didn't work for me. Maybe it works for you. Well, anyways, fertilizer stocks don't stink. That's one of our big winners today. They reported earnings. That thing's up almost 6% right now. And also Cleveland Cliffs. I hope you're reading our articles in Seeking Alpha. And I hope you're following us. We got to... Bill is trying to come up with an article, and I just can't quite narrow down the one I really want written up this time, but we'll have one soon. But our last three have been AMD, which was a huge winner, and Cleveland Cliffs, big winner, and now Nutrien, the fertilizer stock. I think this points out that best stocks now come from all walks of life. Okay, our last three articles, you've got a high-tech semiconductor stock. You've got a company that mines iron ore pellets for the making of steel. And you got a fertilizer stock. Okay, that's a pretty diverse bunch of stocks in our portfolios and in our articles. Okay, stinking about talking about things that might stink. I don't know, we'll see. Pizza Hut starts testing Beyond Meats, plant-based pepperoni. All right, if I plant it in my garden, will it grow pepperoni? It's Pizza Hut starts testing Beyond Meats, plant-based pepperoni topping. You know, by the time you add all the seasonings and you color it, it looks just like pepperoni. I'm looking at a picture of it here. I can almost taste it. I think I'll go to order some Pizza Hut for lunch today. But they're testing their new plant-based Beyond Pepperoni topping. That will be available as a test in nearly 70 Pizza Hut locations. Well, it's not moving the stock Beyond Meat, which is very expensive right now, and that's a problem. High valuation, a lot of competition, low margins. not a best stock now, what is? Well, we'll talk about some when we come back. Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. Dow up 125, 35,227. NASDAQ not participating. In fact, the NASDAQ's just taking a turn for the worst. It's down 55 points right now. It's basic materials that are leading the way. Yeah, you know what? I think you kind of have to have a balanced attack right now in the market. I don't think you can be all tech. I don't think you can be all fertilizer stocks. I don't think you can be all iron pellet stocks. I think you need to have a balanced attack right now. And definitely that high-flying stuff that worked last year, boy, I would really avoid that stuff. That can be really deadly, especially if these interest rates continue to move higher. But that is helping commodities. The financials not really participating. I'm kind of surprised with that. Boston Beer and Pepsi. Okay, Pepsi owns Mountain Dew. For whatever reason, Mountain Dew is really popular in the South. I mean, here in South Carolina, Georgia, people love Mountain Dew. They're going to come up with a hard Mountain Dew alcoholic beverage. The new flavored malt beverage will be marketed to adults of legal age, I'm glad they put that, and merchandise consistently with other alcoholic beverages. Well, there's something to look forward to. Hard Mountain Dew. Now, I want to talk about Moderna for a minute. This is just unbelievable. Oh, I was so proud of myself. You know, last April 6th, 2020, I came to the realization, or at least the opinion, I guess, that Moderna had the stuff. It was the real deal on the virus vaccine. But now that was April 6th, 2020. I mean, it was just on the pipeline then. And I read articles about it and, you know, the French connection there and the Harvard connection. And I bought it in the emerging growth portfolio at $34.55 per share on April the 6th. And I was so proud when I sold it on April the 23rd, just 17 days later, for a 41% profit. Take the money and run, right? Well, I never got back into Moderna. Moderna has gone from $48, and I sold it at on April the 23rd, today it is at mRNA 48. I sold it at. It's 466. I missed a 10 bagger. You hear the pain? It's painful. Why? Do you know that Moderna now has a bigger market cap than Merck? What? Consider that Moderna's only been a public company since 2018. It was $11 a share. Now it's $466 per share. It's in the S&P 500. That's the quickest trip I ever saw to the S&P 500. And you know how I found it originally? The app. Oh, Bill, it's an A-plus stock. mRNA, what is it? What do they do? I looked into it. They were one of the leading candidates at that time for a vaccine, but it was very early in the game, very early. Think about it, April of 2020, we knew very little other than it was killing people and people were desperate with the corona COVID-19 virus. And now Moderna, $464 per share. It's on the cusp of a $200 billion market cap. And it surpasses Merck in value. Well, I sold other stocks back then, and they didn't go up like that. But Moderna did. Kathy Wood's ARK investment sees opportunity in the Chinese healthcare market. She believes there's market opportunity in Chinese healthcare. They issued a report Tuesday that noting while China has become basically fully digitalized over the past decade in e-commerce, technology, and other areas, healthcare has been the exception to the rule. In accord, well, she's talking about telemedicine. In accordance with ARK, they are predicting that the online medical consultations, telehealth in China are likely to increase from 6% of revenue to 50% of revenue by 2025. What are the potential opportunities? I don't think she mentions any. She does. Ping On. I've watched that stock over the years. PANHF. These all trade on the pink sheets. Alibaba Health and JD Health. Okay, that's her opinion. I'm going to pass myself on that. Now, here's another story. I did sell Teladoc for a huge profit earlier this year, and it's done nothing but go down ever since I sold it. I just felt like it was too hot. I felt like it was too expensive. I didn't like the rising interest rates that we saw earlier this year. And I ran from a lot of those high-priced stocks. I sold Teladoc at $261. I bought it about the same time as Moderna. I bought Teladoc at $68 in April of 2020. I sold it on February of this year. I owned it for almost a year. I made 281% on it. Okay? I didn't flee that one. Where is Teladoc today? I sold Teladoc for $261. It's at $148. I missed the top by just a little bit. It finally peaked at $308. I think it's sketchy as to whether or not they'll ever be profitable. And the other telehealth stocks, they look horrible. I owned 1M for a while, O-E-N-M. I owned Amwell for a while, A-M-W-L, which was brought to market in part by Google. And those stocks started falling apart in February of this year. And they continue to fall apart, and they look extremely sketchy as to whether or not they'll ever be profitable or not. Yet, Teladoc is one of our friend Kathy Wood's biggest positions. And now she wants to buy Chinese telemedicine stocks. Okay, you know what? Look, go ahead. I don't want any part of Chinese telemedicine stocks. That's just me. Okay, I promised I would tell you a little bit about ZEV. That's Lightning eMotors. Why is this electric car stock on the move today? Wow, it's up 65%. Because Warren Buffett is involved all of a sudden. That's why. Lightning eMotors gains 43%. Well, now it's up 64%. I don't own it. And entering a strategic partnership agreement worth up to $850 million with Forest River, a Berkshire Hathaway company, to deploy up to 7,500 zero-emission shuttle buses. So at the next party you go to, you know, and say, what are you investing in? Oh, I'm investing in the cryptos and this and that. Well, I'm investing in shuttle buses and Chinese healthcare stocks. No, not me. But Lightning eMotors, they've got connections with Warren Buffett, and boom, there it goes. It's up 60% today. Uber prices a $1.5 billion senior notes offering. You know, I just bring this up because this is the state of the bond market right now. You can make 4.5%, which is obviously a lot better than a CD. And we do have a best bonds now portfolio, which come from best stocks now. Uber is not even close to being a best stocks now. It's sketchy, in my opinion, whether they'll ever be profitable. But you can make 4.5%. These bonds will be due in 2029, going 8 years out to get 4.5% from Uber. And last but not least, AMC Entertainment, during this quarter. AMC beats by 25 cents. Beats on revenues. I would not call AMC a best stock now, even though the Reddit crowd loves it. It's one of their, I think it's kind of surpassed GameStop as one of their favorite stocks. In fact, over the last 12 months, AMC is up 716%. 716%. They haven't made any money for the last 5 years. In 2020, last year, they lost $16 a share. The stock got down to $1, and now it's $34 per share. It's surging today with the Reddit crowd, which completely ignores fundamentals. That always comes back to bite you eventually. Well, we'll try to find something with some good fundamentals and feature a couple of stocks, one or two at least, in the last segment. This is Bill Gunderson.
You gotta go where you wanna go and do what you wanna do.
Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. Now, all these shows are archived right after the show, not too long after it, or uploaded to the cloud somewhere in all of your podcast sites. You can listen at your leisure. And it's on my website at GundersonCapital.com. And then, of course, all these shows are encapsulated, all the highlights and the best ideas and whatnot during the week are highlighted in my newsletter every week. I offer out 2 free weeks of the Full Monty Whole Enchilada newsletter with all of the portfolios and the stocks I own and whatnot. You can get 2 weeks free at GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com. Now, I just want to compare 2 quick stocks before I get to the featured stock of the day. Fisker soars after Morgan Stanley predicts an on-time production ramp. Okay, I guess that's a reason for it to soar, because they're going to be on time with their production. Will they ever make money? Will they be on time with being profitable? Will they grow their earnings consistently over the years? Well, those are just thoughts that I have that would keep me from really, going into a stock like Fisker. Apple reportedly talking to Korean manufacturers for an Apple car. Now, that's much more interesting. That could only enhance this earnings powerhouse, Apple. They've reportedly met with Korean electric vehicle company SK Innovation, LG Electronics, and Magna International, MGA, to serve as suppliers for the Apple car. Well, imagine that's a brand. That is a brand. I mean, if you had a choice to have a Tesla logo or an Apple, Apple's got a lot of fans, a lot of disciples of Steve Jobs. My interest would be in buying Apple as opposed to Fisker. And, of course, I already own Apple in my portfolios. Okay, the featured stock of the day. We're going to connect all the dots here, all right? We talked about the cloud a little bit earlier on. We talked about Pizza Hut's new pepperoni, plant-based pepperoni. Well, You've got to have nutrients to grow plant-based pepperoni. You have to have fertilizer. That's our cloud stock for the day. Nutrien racks up record earnings across businesses and hikes full year guidance. You probably thought I was crazy when I said, I like the fertilizer stocks here. Do you realize how important? Okay, a 3D printer cannot print a tomato. A 3D printer cannot print wheat. A 3D printer cannot print corn. It takes fertilizer. Nutrien manufactures fertilizers and related industrial and feed products in the U.S., Canada, and Trinidad. Don't forget Trinidad. pays a dividend, 2.9%. 2.9% is the dividend yield. Remember, I like dividend payers that are also growing their earnings. They've been growing their earnings over the last 5 years by 43% per year. 43. And this is a $36 billion company. This is no small company. Yesterday, Nutrien, well, when I bought it, it's currently ranked 1,088. But when I bought it, it was 200, something like that. And it's been drifting sideways for several months, maybe 2 or 3 months. Today is a pivot, okay, a pivot point in a chart, also known as a breakout. Hopefully this pivot here will really carry this thing higher and begin a new leg. My 5-year target price on NTR, Nutrien, is 118, is currently at 64. So we'll see. Hopefully this starts a new big move for Nutrien, which is a big position here, believe it or not. I think in this market, look at today, perfect example. NASDAQ's down. I was trying to look for what's bringing the NASDAQ down. It looks like maybe Micron and Lam Research, a few of the big tech semiconductor names, but nothing else really. I don't know what's really driving the NASDAQ lower. But today you've got tech going nowhere. We're having a huge day, and it's coming from our basic material stocks and a few other stocks. And, you know, and next week or tomorrow, it could be the NASDAQ that leads the way. Let's not forget the NASDAQ hit a new all-time high on Thursday. So I guess that's one of the benefits of doing this full-time and being in the market every day and looking at these sectors and looking at a lot of charts. I've just by natural causes here and the movement of the market have ended up with a pretty diversified portfolio in my accounts that are kind of balanced right now between reflation, inflation, and technology. Well, you can put myself and my team to work for you. I know Kathy Wood's got a big team backing things up over there, and they're buying the heck out of Chinese healthcare stocks and this and that. And she had a great year last year. She got hit for 37% in February. You got to have a stomach for that. I think if you're going to buy the ARK funds, you just buy them and don't look at them for the next several years, because it's going to be a wild ride. And there's a lot of stuff. She's way out there on a limb. Which, you know, a lot of those are going to work, and some of them aren't going to work. A lot of them aren't going to work. And by work, I mean make money, be profitable. The Ubers of the world, it's questionable. The telehealth stocks, it's questionable whether or not they'll ever be profitable. Well, you can put us to work for you and mix and match our various portfolios that we manage here for Southport Capital. We're surging to a new all-time high, at least as far as what we manage, what I personally manage with help. And that's good. That makes me feel good. We're surging towards, I think we might be hitting a new all-time high today. That makes me feel good. We must be doing something right. But you got to check it out for yourself. I would begin with the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. GundersonCapital.com. You can look at the various portfolios, the makeup of the portfolios, how they've done since we started them, kind of decide where you fit with your risk tolerance, your time horizon. Do you want a tighter leash on things, a looser leash on things? We can put something really nice planned together for you. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST, or just go to the website, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.